whom does black magic affect or tantra affect? It depends. You see, usually, if it is cast by someone who has some powers on someone, that's one way of it happening. It's also dependent on, to some extent, on karmic vulnerability. You know, by our karma, just like we have different dispositions, some people get very upset by small things. Other people don't get upset by small things. So it's just the nature of a person. It's not necessarily a weakness. It's just a character. That's the way the person is. Personality, not character. Because the personality, that's how it is. So like that, depending on individual nature, some people may be more vulnerable to such influences. Usually, if you practice bhakti diligently, most of the times, we will not be affected. But in some situations, it may happen. It may happen, and then that we see it as an arrangement of Krishna. Just like usually one who practices bhakti never falls below a human form. But in exceptional case, Bharat Maharaj fell to a deer's body. But he still had spiritual consciousness in the deer's body. So like that, usually these sort of spirits and things don't affect devotees. But even in some cases they affect, still that spiritual consciousness is there. And the devotee will go closer to Krishna even through that spiritual consciousness. Exactly. So there was one devotee who told me that they were taking somebody for yatra, and there was this Mataji who seemed to be, which is a devotee, seemed to be haunted by a ghost. And then they were chanting and they were doing exercising, and then suddenly that Mataji spoke in a male voice. And she, it was almost not her natural voice. It was, she said that, you know, I want to go to Mayapur, and after I go to Mayapur, I'll leave her. Don't drive me away.
So that ghost had come for a free yatra. Interesting.
So actually it happened. So she was still, her behavior was abnormal. But when it, when actually she went to Mayapur, she became normal over there. So what can happen is sometimes, say if a devotee commits suicide for some reason, then there is the spiritual principle that spiritual consciousness never lost. But there is the material law that if a person commits suicide, they may get a ghostly body. So it may be that a devotee can also become a ghost sometimes. But that spiritual consciousness, the devotional consciousness is still there. So it's a ghost, but a ghost wants to go to Mayapur. So there may be some exceptions in some social situations. So we don't have to worry too much about it in general. If you practice bhakti diligently, we'll be protected in most situations.
Where does ghost stay inside our
life? In?